It's Saturday, February the 27th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, the blame for Jamal Khashoggi's murder and the UN on climate change. First, the week in brief. A long-withheld American intelligence report was released. It accused Mohammed bin Salman, Saudi Arabia's crown prince, of approving the killing of Jamal Khashoggi, a dissident journalist. Mr. Khashoggi was murdered and dismembered inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in 2018. Prince Mohammed has maintained his innocence. And whereas the Biden administration introduced some sanctions against lesser officials, there is to be no penalty applied directly to the crown prince himself. Myanmar's envoy to the United Nations surprised its members by urging them to use any means necessary to thwart the military coup in his country. The ambassador claimed to be representing the legitimate government of Myanmar, meaning the elected one headed by Aung San Suu Kyi. Her party said she was recently moved from house arrest to an unknown location. Armed raiders in northwestern Nigeria kidnapped more than 300 schoolgirls in the third mass abduction of children there in as many months. No group has yet claimed responsibility. Last week, 42 people, including 27 children, were abducted from a school in a neighboring Nigerian state. They have not yet been released. Huawei began legal proceedings against HSBC in Hong Kong. The Chinese telecoms giant wants the British bank to hand over documents it claims are crucial to Huawei's efforts to prevent the extradition of Meng Wanzhou, its chief financial officer, from Canada to America to face fraud charges. The last stage of Ms. Meng's extradition hearing is expected to begin on Monday. The American government withdrew a contentious part of its proposal for a global digital tax, paving the way for laws ensuring online businesses are taxed wherever they trade. Ex-President Donald Trump had insisted on a safe harbor condition, which would have let American companies opt out. Janet Yellen, the new Treasury Secretary, said the Biden administration has dropped that idea. American consumer spending increased by 2.4% in January, boosted by stimulus checks worth $600 sent to those earning less than $75,000. Personal income went up by 10%. Spending might get another jolt if Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion stimulus package, which includes a further $1,400 payment, passes Congress. A vote is due in the House of Representatives soon. And a UN report analysed the climate change plans of 75 countries, representing about 40% of the signatories of the Paris Climate Agreement and 30% of annual greenhouse gas emissions. It estimated that by 2030 they will have reduced emissions from 2010 levels by only 1%, preventing a 2 degree Celsius rise in global temperatures by 2100, the agreement's relatively modest goal, would require a 25% reduction.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.